Hello, my name is Dr. Latasha Schrader. I am a student advocate, school administrator, editor, and owner of Tempo Editing. I am pleased to welcome our guest, Dr. Kriti Vasheet, to the podcast. Dr. Kriti Vasheet identifies as an educator and practitioner in the field of global mental health. She is currently working as an assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at McNeese State University in Louisiana. Her work is largely shaped by her interest in human rights, participatory approaches, and intersectionality of mental health to justice and social issues. Her recent work is focused on mental health stigma, LGBTQ advocacy, and intersection of women's justice issues and mental health. Let's get started. Dr. Vasheet, when did you complete your dissertation?
I completed my dissertation in 2019.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Which methodology did you use?
I combined two methodologies. One was narrative inquiry and second was photo voice. So in combination, it was narrative photo voice.
Okay, that sounds interesting. So which writing resources do you recommend for those currently writing their dissertation?
When I was a student and I'm still rely a lot on writing centers because English being the second language and academic writing is a little different. So I really relied on going to writing center and making appointments and utilizing that resource. So writing center one, and sometimes when we write something, we have so many articles, we have so many references and citations to do. I think applications such as EndNote that I used during my dissertation, and I use it currently as well, I think that helps me organize the references and keep up with the articles as well. So I think these two strategies worked for me.
Absolutely. The Writing Center is a free resource. I encourage everyone to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Do you have any time management strategies to share?
Yes. I think divided my writing into reading and writing. So there were specifically days when I had a lot of other tasks to do, maybe, you know, teaching or research assignment that I'm doing just for as a part-time graduate student, or if I am doing some kind of additional research that I'm doing along with my dissertation. So I am ready to go and, do all the office work as early as possible, and I'm home by 11 or 12, and then I can just, read and write. So that was another strategy that I followed.
Oh, that sounds like you had some great time management strategies there. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. I also utilize the social gatherings, maybe going to my friend's place or, any mixer that is happening on campus just to, talk to somebody about the topic or maybe out of the topic. So I think these two strategies work for me.
Thank you for sharing that. It's different for everybody, but those are some good suggestions. Can you describe mm-hmm. your dissertation journey in one word?
Yes, I mean, it was empowering for me. The whole dissertation was on the construct empowerment. So, it was empowering.
Oh, it's really an empowering process, that is for sure.
Mm-hmm. Article today on climate anxiety in children and young people and how they think that government responding to the climate change crisis and mental health. So that's my article that I'm following through.
Is there anything else you would like to share about your experience with academic writing?
I was told by my professor that when you are a young academic writer, you are new to the academic writing, just pen it down. Just write whatever you are thinking and you are understanding of your after reading the articles. So just write it down, pen it down, and then revise it.
Yes, definitely. The revision is part of the process. In my opinion, as long as you get some word on the written paper, you can always go back and revise. And that's a good starting place just to, when you're writing, you don't necessarily have to have a perfect draft the first time. The revision is part of the process. It's not a failure if you have to do revisions.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Fasheed, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today and being so open to sharing your dissertation journey. Listeners, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen. We all know time is priceless. Information about my editing services can be found at tempoediting.com. That's T-E-M-P-O editing.com.